Bill, you're back. You were a test pilot on Friday.
Yes, I was Chuck Yeager on Friday's show.
You got to talk like this then.
Yeah, you have to grit your teeth a little bit. Yeah. You know, we didn't think that the song, because not only were you not here on Friday, Jasmine, our producer Jasmine, also not here.
So, we can travel together, Jasmine and I, but you and I can't take the same vacation days.
And that makes sense, doesn't it? That makes sense.
Oh, I missed Ema.
So I didn't know how to convey to Tom, who was filling as producer, how to find this song. And nobody was here to supply the day of the week like you did.
Why don't you do it?
Nah, I can't. It's heavy lifting. I can't do that.
It's tough.
I could throw out my back. So, everything eventually happened.
All right. Well, I forgot something because we haven't done the stream in so long. The stream of consciousness, the bonus hour, Bill Leff Unleashed, as I truly like to call it. You always say thank you. I don't know that I'm trying to compliment you.
I'm taking it as a compliment.
Okay.
It's not a compliment, but I'm looking at it as a compliment.
It's not an uncompliment. It's just you're very loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
On the stream.
I am.
But I forgot that I had to remove the other part of the radio station when we start our bonus hour.
Yes.
So that was my fault today, so it sounded a little rough at the beginning.
Sure did.
Because can I just tell you that is the one place in this new studio that has absolutely no label on it whatsoever?
Yeah.
It's just blank. So I didn't know to pull that one down.
There's a couple. I mean, you'll see. There's some subtle changes in being in here and the other studio, but it all makes sense after a while.
The listeners don't care. I know.
Who cares?
I just don't like making mistakes.
They don't care. Can we talk about these kids in the cave in Thailand, the soccer team?
Why not? Everyone else is talking about them.
Well, it's, you know, it really is one of those things that it's playing out like a movie. I said this the other day. This is, if somebody told me that this was a movie, I'd go to see this movie because it's so gripping, you know? All right. So there's a couple questions. And actually, the reason I bring this up is something that the parents of these kids have agreed to do, which I found shocking. I don't think I could do this. Here's what it is. We now have 8 of the 12 boys out of the caves in Thailand.
Coach is still in with the remaining 4.
Coach is still, right. So you would assume that these boys have been reunited with their moms and their dads, and that there's a whole lot of crying and hugging and kissing, and we never thought we'd see, this is a miracle, we have our son back. That is not the case. Do you know why?
Yes, for fear of infection.
That's not why.
That's what I heard. They're being kept behind glass. They can, like in prison, you can only see somebody, like we see Jasmine right now, only through glass. We can't hug her if we wanted to.
Right, and she has asked for that.
Right.
She has said.
Well, they said it's due to infection because they've been in this cave for so
long. Part of it.
Oh, what's the other part?
But the parents have agreed amongst themselves to not meet with their sons until all of the kids are safely out of the cave.
I would never agree to that.
I wouldn't either.
I would never.
I couldn't. Could you?
No.
There's no way.
No way.
After this length of time to be away, to be afraid every minute that something horrible would happen and your child would be killed in this cave, and then all of a sudden he's free, I'd say, let me at him.
I never heard that part. I just heard that due to infection, although that seems suspect to me because, you know, what, are there different kinds of infections in caves?
I would imagine.
Well,
yeah, there have to be, right?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, they're not injured. And I just want to get this out in the open because people are fighting amongst Facebook. I know that's crazy.
Yeah.
Who would fight on Facebook?
I've never seen it.
But somebody wanted to know, what the heck did the kids go in the cave for? What a stupid coach. From my understanding, they had soccer practice. This 25-year-old coach thought, you know, practice went really well. Let's go on a hike.
Right.
I, of course, am a little lazy, so I would say, no, coach, I'm good. I'll sit back.
Right.
And none of the boys wanted to do that. They wanted to take the hike. And they went into this cave. And then all of a sudden, this terrible rain started. And that's when they became trapped. It's not like they were planning on going somewhere where they'd never return. If it didn't rain, they could have just walked out, right?
There's a sign at the entrance of the cave. I did the story when you were not here on Friday.
Well, I'm still not here. Physically, I'm here. But
you're here physically. You're not here mentally. That's fine. All right, so the sign as you're entering this particular series of caves says, It's dangerous to be in here from July the 1st through the whatever date in the fall is the end of cave season. I don't know when that is.
It's kitten month.
Yeah, well, now it's kitten month.
Or kitten season.
It's kitten season right now. Thank you, noted pet expert Steve Dale, for pointing that out. So they entered the cave just prior to this. It was late June when they went in. So if they, I mean, if the sign had said from June 20th, the story doesn't take place.
Although, may I be honest with you?
Yeah.
There are many people who do not obey signs. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm a bit of a rule obeyer.
Especially when it comes to dangerous caves.
I really do.
Thailand.
If I see something, it goes back to that Disney thing with the alligator. If it said, you know, alligators on the premises or beware of alligators, I wouldn't let my kid play by the
right.
shore.
Right.
If you don't see, I obey those signs.
Yeah.
So I might have said, you know, all right, July 1st, but what, you know.
It's too close.
Yeah.
We're not going in these caves.
Shouldn't they board them up then or something?
Maybe.
Because just a sign, you know.
It's not enough.
It isn't.
Here's the story, Wendy. This is from last night. The distraught parents of 12 Thai boys who have been stranded in a cave for weeks and their soccer coach have not been told whether their children are among those rescued. This is according to a family member who told us to CNN. I do, because the parents made a pact. They said, until everybody's out of that cave, we can't celebrate. We can't get with our kids. We want to know that all the kids are safe, which is noble.
And very polite, but...
Extremely polite. The Thai people are far more polite than we are.
Everybody's
America.
More polite than Americans
right.
these days.
You're right. Four of the boys were pulled out of the cave in northern Thailand late on Sunday and are recovering from their ordeal in a newly converted isolation ward at a nearby hospital, but they have yet to see their parents. Four more boys were carried out of the cave on stretchers on Monday, this according to an eyewitness. The boys, all part of a youth soccer team known as the Wild Boars, B-O-A-R-S, were found last
Monday. Although, since they were deep in a cave, it could have been B-O-R-E-S as well.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe. In tribute, they will change their name.
Maybe.
And Elon Musk did
that's who it was.
Some engineers, because that's the name of his company, the
right.
Boring Company.
Yeah, that's right.
The best-named company in the world. They were found last Monday after going missing more than 2 weeks ago.
Jeez.
Operations to rescue them from a narrow shelf of a rock deep within the flood complex are still underway. Instead of being reunited with their children, the boys' families have agreed to remain at the cave site until all the boys and their soccer coach are brought out of the cave. This according to a relative of one of the Wild Boars. That's the soccer team. That's very noble. And I would, if it was suggested, I go, oh no, as soon as I know my kid is out, I'm hugging my child.
Would you agree to it and then push past the people and hug? Or would you just flat out go, you know what?
I can't do
it. But if everybody else agreed with it?
I don't let peer pressure mess with me.
This is parent pressure.
This is parent pressure, which is worse than peer pressure. But like one day apart would crush
me. I know.
This is way too long to not have contact with your child.
And you don't even know if your kid is one of the 8 that have been rescued. See,
no.
That's unfair.
And I have a hard time with that, too.
I've heard conflicting reports on various news sources, written and audio. I heard at first that they took the healthiest boys first, which in my head is like, that doesn't seem right. But they kind of wanted to take the healthiest boys first because it's a treacherous way.
Right.
And they had to scuba dive. And
right.
Despite the fact that they had people with them,
right.
It was going to take a toll on the body. So they thought we'll get the healthiest people first, but then I heard they took the weakest because you want to rescue them first.
They need help quicker. That's tough. All right, let's say they said to you, you're one of the 12 Wild Boars, Wendy.
I would be the weakest.
You would be the weakest.
And I'd be crying and screaming the whole time.
As soon as they announced the trip, you'd be crying and screaming.
Someone would have killed me.
I don't want to be in a cave.
You guys would have killed me.
I would have already eaten you. I would say I'd go, Wendy looks delicious. Let's take a nibble.
You actually said I was delicious earlier.
Yeah, that's
or something I said was delicious.
Right.
You scare me now.
Yeah, now I
make sure Bill eats lunch.
I'm so hungry. So I, Wendy, as soon as somebody said, I think we're like the minute somebody said that, I'd pull out a spork and I'd go to town on you. Just
and
be
you,
ready.
You travel with a spork on your person
one
all
of
the
my
time.
Utility belt. All right. So let's say the rescuers say, we're going to bring out some of you. We're not going to bring out all of you, but some of you. Would you volunteer to be among the first, even though it's untried, it's untested? Or would you say, no, I'm going to let the other fellas go first. I'll wait back until I know it's safe. What would you do?
I probably would let somebody else try it first for a couple of reasons.
Why?
If I felt like I'd be a little hangry.
Yeah, sure. You've been in the cave a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, with not a lot of food down there.
Right.
I think I would just say, you know what? I'm okay. I'm feeling all right. You go first. I would be gentlemanly or womanly like that, but I also would want to make sure it worked.
Would you let somebody like cooler heads prevail? Would you go, I'm going to let an expert decide who needs it, and I will abide by whatever they say?
I'd let the expert decide.
Yeah, that's me too. Me too. Now, here's even more important. There's one adult there. The coach is the adult in this situation.
I feel sorry for him. He didn't mean for this to happen.
No, of course not.
And he's been doing a good job because they're all still alive.
Right.
He's
right.
Doing something right.
Yes. All that's true. So is it like, you know how on the Titanic they had women and children first and you were an able-bodied man, you had to stay back? If you're the coach, do you go, I'm not leaving this cave until all 12 of the guys are out safely? You don't have to, right?
If that coach came out before any kid, he'd be stoned at the entrance to the cave.
Right.
The parents couldn't see the kids, but they'd come see that coach.
Right.
And they'd kill him.
Right. I wonder if there's much animosity between the parents and that coach as time goes on. Don't you always hang that over his head? You're the coach that made my kid get trapped in a cave for weeks.
But you know what? Don't accidents happen? I mean, that wasn't his intention.
So.
If he was, you know, leading them down there to be, you know, sacrificed or something.
That would be bad.
Yeah, I'd be mad at him.
Yeah. But don't you say at some point, don't you go, hey, Mark, just out of curiosity, how does it help my son as a soccer player to be in a dangerous cave?
But then I read somewhere.
I think they've learned all about teamwork right now.
Oh, they have.
Oh, yeah. That's a great lesson.
That is the voice of reason.
That's
Judy Pyle.
The voice of reason.
Yes. And to get it to your point, of course, you always have to blame someone.
I don't. Yeah. I really don't. I'm
that's
the one
us
who takes
as Americans.
Yes.
I don't know that they'll do that. I think they'll just be so happy if everyone lives, and hopefully they will. That
right.
It's just, you know, a lesson learned.
Think of yourself, though, being this coach. I mean, obviously, you know, the parents trusted their kids with this guy
to
play soccer. Maybe not to go in a cave, but they weren't asked permission, I don't think. He just said, hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, we would, if we were that coach, we so didn't mean for this to happen. And I would hate, because honestly, this coach is getting reamed on Facebook. Like, what coach would bring somebody in during flooding season? Well, you mentioned it was a little prior
just
to it.
Just a few weeks prior.
And crazy things happen in this world,
right.
And accidents happen. I just don't see what the big deal
is.
Did
you notice that our own team building exercise here at WGN has been canceled conveniently? Did you notice that? Stephanie?
I didn't.
The yesterday
Stephanie
one?
Menendez.
Was that today?
It was some jujitsu exercise, and that has
just
been
like
canceled.
Like the third cancellation I've gotten.
Yeah.
I think sometimes they actually go ahead with them, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
Well, because it's
planning
about team
something
building.
Fun. Listen, Missy, one time last year we went to that jumpy thing in Lake Michigan over there, right over the border in Indiana.
What's
it was
that?
One of the most fun things I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Like a bouncy
yes.
house?
It's like a bouncy house. It's out in the lake. You have to swim out there. You wear a vest.
Yeah.
What is it called? The Whoa Zone.
I never even
like
heard of that.
Like W-O-A-H. Whoa!
Oh.
It is so awesome.
Bill's out after the name.
I'm out. I'm not going to do that.
And Pete, producer Pete here.
Pete Zimmerman?
Justin, yeah. He wore one of those GoPros, and it was Cool. So it's kind of like you have to master these feats. You have to climb things. You have to get on netting. You have to
I picture
get up,
Pete
jump
Zimmerman
off.
Wearing a swimsuit from the 1920s. I don't know why, but I did. Do you?
A
you know,
bit,
like one of those where you're wearing more clothes than normal?
He had a head cap on. But
he did?
Yeah. He looked
and
great.
A striped shirt and a vest.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. He looked
like
great,
kind
though.
Of suspendery.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But if you, you know what? If you go online at WGNRadio.com, you probably still bring it up.
Oh,
so
really?
It was like, what do you call that course?
That's yeah, it was an obstacle course.
Yeah.
And so they only let out a certain, I think maybe 50 people at a time. There were a lot of kids.
That sounds
summer.
Fun.
It was so much fun.
Was it?
And
yeah.
the people, I won't name names here, a group of us went, who you thought would be like great at it, not so much.
Really?
Dave Ennett, she's talking about.
Is it Dave? Was Dave not good?
He didn't go.
Well, you know, Ryan Burrell, he didn't even get in the water.
He didn't?
You know him.
He's afraid.
But my son actually went with Common. He was the best by far.
Oh.
Because it's about youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
After a while, you just give up. I'm just like, I'm just going to go around.
I can't get up this netting. I'm done.
I just jump in the water.
Just walk on the other side.
Right.
Kids are like running past you, jumping up, getting up there. I'm like, all right.
Have you, how many, because they do these team building exercises about once or twice a month. How many have you been a part of? You've gone a bunch
goat
of
yoga. Did
that
you do
one,
that?
I think, just that one.
Yeah,
because I really wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one. Oh no, I did axe throwing, which was really fun.
Is this really for team building?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
You know what? I get it, but really, it's
who
know,
is the
we
one?
Know there what
was,
it's really about.
There was somebody here at WGN that was outstanding at
this.
Yeah,
it was that Blackhawk player.
Oh, so.
Brent Sopel.
Brent Sopel? Wasn't it him?
No. Yes, he was there.
I think it was.
I thought Andrea was really good.
Andrea Darlis.
First of all, it was Brent Sopel then, and then me.
Oh, really? Yeah?
No, at the end, so try throwing an axe and making it stick. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
He threw, towards the end, we all got to do it. He threw two axes in each hand at the same time, and they all stuck.
What?
And then I was just in my mind said, you're a god.
He must have some history of this.
Oh, he's an athlete, okay.
Well, I know, but even as an athlete.
No, he's an athlete.
He was
I think.
A farmer.
Strong.
Didn't
yeah,
he talk
he lived,
to him and
exactly.
he grew up on a farm
in
right,
Canada?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty strong. And really,
he used
that's
to do
what
that
it's
and
about.
Cut the chicken's heads off. He was really good.
They said, Brent, when you fell that tree, and he's like, no problem. Give
I
me two axes in each hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I did them, and first of all, it's heavy. I mean, it'd be strong. I think one. So getting the axe to hit the first time took a lot of tries.
Sure.
How's that team building? When you're running around throwing axes.
Well, I tried to throw them at certain people, which I thought was the whole point. I'm kidding. It was very safe, and you can't drink.
I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you... Yes, that liquor does not mix with an axe.
Mm-hmm. No.
I mentioned earlier on the radio part of our show, not the bonus hour, that what I missed most about the bonus hour was you.
Aw, you guys are so nice.
And then we all teared up. Everyone teared up.
Do you expect me to have headlines today?
No. You're fine. You're fine. All right. A quick break and then possibly some headlines. We'll see what happens. It's Bill and Wendy and Judy. Everybody's here. It's WGN.
All right. I don't know what's going on here. We're supposed
called
to have
dead
music.
Air.
No, we're supposed to have music.
Are you guys still on vacation?
No. Okay. Wait. There's a little problem here because we would come back with music, right? Or
I think there's.
We come back cold and introduce it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
then
fault.
During the headlines sometimes, Wendy, you and I break into song.
Depending on the story, of
like
course.
Like on Glee. Wendy and I are like
I
two of the
that.
Kids from
what
Glee.
What are we doing today? What musical?
Oh, I don't know. I'm hoping it's Annie Get Your Gun. That's my hope. We'll find
that
out.
Will not work for any of these stories. Please do
no?
not
No, all right.
That.
We won't then. All right. We'll do some news.
But
and
a
then,
rescue.
Some rescue songs.
Yeah. Diddy might be good.
Yeah. All right.
What might be good?
I have one.
A rescue Diddy.
Tie a yellow ribbon.
Perfect.
All right.
Or what was the Titanic?
Oh, the kids in the cave in Thailand.
Not the Titanic will not work.
No. My heart will go on.
No.
I won't do that one.
No.
All right. It's news
coming
time.
Up.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one.
We're coming up.
I like
right?
that.
That works
Is
with
that
the cave.
Sparks?
No, it's wings. Paul McCartney.
Oh, right.
You know what? Talk about a team building exercise.
Yeah.
We need to go to a Glee type place.
Oh, wouldn't
and
that
sing.
Be great?
Everyone needs to sing because it makes you happy.
It makes the day better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So true, Jude.
Or
so
dance.
True.
Bill, do you sing in the car?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. That's all I want to know. I have to plant a secret recording device.
Oh, you don't want to hear it.
Yes, I do.
It's not for everybody.
But if we went to, there's a place in Chicago. If we did that, you know, karaoke, and you'd sing if you were there, right?
Not a chance. No, right, not a chance.
Bill is very introverted lately. Yeah. Not even lately. There are just certain things you don't reveal
about
yourself.
But I know my limitations. Like, I can sing for myself, and it's fine. But if there were others there, not.
You have a very lovely voice.
Oh.
Thank Maybe
you.
Not lovely.
Thank you. Know,
but he, so I've heard you sing when
I
you
have
don't...
a terrible voice, but yeah. I would still sing.
Yeah?
Just I love fun. To sing, and I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't there one song that you've done over and over for year, 30 years? I have, and so now I've got a pretty
good one. What is it?
Delta Dawn.
Oh, my God. What's that flower you have on?
Could it be a faded rose from Days Gone By?
Mm.
And Delta, did I hear you say?
Delta Dawn is your go-to song?
I don't know why, but I'm able to sing it well.
Do you sing at the Cracker Barrel? Where do you sing?
Do you do it at karaoke night ever?
No.
Judy just goes table to table with Cracker Barrel.
I just do it in the shower, okay? Oh. By myself.
That's even weirder.
In my bedroom when I was 16, and I just was able to know every word, so it became my go-to.
That's why your son moved to California. But... That's why, Jude. I can't take Delta Dawn one more time. I got to move to the West Coast where I don't have to hear this. Yikes.
I used to sing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves a lot when I was younger.
That's excellent.
I'd like to hear that because it's not too easy to sing.
That's pretty.
That's fun.
That refrain is kind of pitchy.
Challenging.
Yeah.
And, all right. Well, let's
I know
everyone
did that one too, though, so we could do that together.
That's just what the songs were that were very popular back then. And all you did on the AM radio was listen to them
and sing.
And whether you liked it or not, you learned every word to every song.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I know every Jackson 5 and Osmond song.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And David Cassidy.
Over and over.
The late great.
I think I love you. All right.
We love you too.
Yeah. And
now with the news.
Here's the loved one, Judy Pilot.
All right, see, this is my problem.
Those are the headlines. I'm Judy Pilak.
There should be some music there, right?
All right, well, I don't know.
Judy, quick, sing Delta Dawn.
There is no button that producer
PC.
See, they're not labeled. I have A2 program.
No, do not hit that. Whatever you do, do not hit that button.
Well, that is what she would be, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean,
please hit that button.
That's not you. Nothing's coming up. On, off.
Nothing? No music?
No.
All right,
well, we need to find out where that
Jasmine
comes up.
Jasmine can hear it in the producer's booth.
Well, that's what
I
counts.
Want to invite all the listeners down to 303 East Wacker. You can just walk through the producer's booth and hear a song. It's a lot of fun.
Let's see what Bertrand is up to. Can
no,
we do that?
Don't spy on Steve Bertrand. Don't. You know whose family I enjoy watching? Very much so. The family of Meghan Markle. Not the royal family, not her new family.
Like her mom and her crazy dad?
Yeah, her mom seems very stable to me. Like, anytime they show her mom, she seems to have it together. But apparently her parents were divorced when she was quite young and don't really see eye to eye. And then she's got a half-brother and a half-sister who keep taking shots at her. Which doesn't seem
like
fair.
Like, really, really mean.
Constantly.
I mean,
wait, did you see the
right
latest?
Before the wedding when her brother said something horrible about her?
This has been an ongoing thing for weeks now, for months now.
There's a lot of jealousy, though, involved in half-siblings.
Wendy, it's not just the half-sibling jealousy. It's the fact that she's now world-renowned.
Right.
She's famous. And they're
I think, quite a bit older, right? So who knows the dynamic that happened? Maybe the dad left that family, and you know what I mean?
Right.
And there are some stepchildren and half-siblings that get along. Please don't be offended.
Yeah.
But these comments sound like it's a long, simmering hatred of her.
Wait to hear the latest ones. Here's some good ones. Meghan Markle's publicity-hungry sister, ouch, reportedly launched an astonishing verbal attack on the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and claimed that Harry should have married his ex-girlfriend, Cressida Bonas. Samantha Markle, that's the half-sister of Meghan Markle, and she looks nothing at all like her half-brother, her half-sister, or even her dad. She looks a bit like her mom, but she doesn't look like anybody else in the family.
Okay, so the dad is the parent that these people share?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, 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 yes.
What about their little sister, Sparkle?
Sparkle Markle?
Yes. She's a rapper, I hear. God, I just did a dad joke. I just felt like I did a dad joke.
No, but
you laughed at it.
I enjoyed that.
Because you're a dad.
I was thinking, remember on Rowan and Martin's Laughing when they did the Farkle family?
Yes, that's what I thought.
They should have Meghan Markle Farkle. Oh, she God. Should be on there.
Is your finger on the button?
High five me. That was a dad joke,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And it killed.
Yeah, that was great. That was a good time. Judy, this is when you got to sing Delta Dawn. We got them right in the palm of our hands.
No can do.
Samantha Markle hit at an outraged sibling, calling her the Duchess of Nonsense. She referred to her half-sister, the Duchess of Sussex, as the Duchess of Nonsense, and said that she was to blame for Dad Thomas's woes in an explosive series of tweets from her private account. This is according to The Sun, the newspaper out in England. She accused Harry of being, and I quote here, a wuss. You can't call the prince a wuss.
No.
In England, they'd have your head.
Oh, yeah.
They would take your head right off.
She's going to the tower at some point.
Oh,
and then the wuss would cry about it.
Right. Where?
That's how he'd cry?
Yeah, that's the royal cry. Where? Mummy, where? Who lets Meghan walk all over him.
Oh, come and said on. He should have jealous.
I think. That's seriously,
jealousy.
That's how pure petty, unadulterated
say, how
jealousy.
Does she know anything? Because it doesn't
they don't
sound like they
have
anything.
Yeah,
but all of a sudden she know what from just seeing them in pictures. And,
I think that's how she's figuring
right?
this out.
Yeah, let's just
because at the royal wedding.
Remember where this is coming from.
She was not there. Her brother was not there.
They were uninvited.
Her dad. They didn't even get an invite. None of them allowed to
but
attend the
royal
wedding.
But she knows that the prince is
a royal wuss.
Yeah, and is
his royal wussiness.
Yeah. She's walking all over him. They saw that from the picture.
Yeah,
from
this pictures. Kid had two tours of duty in Afghanistan, I believe.
Right.
But he's a wuss.
Yeah.
I don't think he's
a
wuss.
He's a nice guy. Everyone loves him.
He's very lovable. He was
Shut
difficult.
Up, Samantha.
His growing up years, he was a little questionable.
What do you mean?
Remember when he dressed like a Nazi at a Halloween party?
Yeah.
That's not
he
right.
He was just being
he
a
was
rebel.
He was just a typical boy, you know? Like, I mean, I think he stepped out of the line
typical
a lot
boy,
more than his brother.
But you
brother.
Have to know, if you're in the royal family, dressing like a Nazi under any circumstance
right.
is probably not a good move, you know?
But can I tell you something? Like, there are, not that kids are around. I see a lot of Nazi things on memes. Teenage boys are enthralled with that stuff, not supporting
really?
It.
But like, what but about it?
They don't get the implication of
they're
it.
They're
like
so far
do.
Gone and removed, and you
they know about it. But yeah, it
they know
mean
what
the
Holocaust
same.
Is, and it was a horrible thing.
Yeah.
But there's a game, a Wolfenstein. There aren't Nazi symbols in it, but it's basically you're walking around playing.
Are you defeating the Nazis? You're not a member of the Nazis.
No, you're not a member of them, but they are out. So like when you're walking, I got to tell you, it's pretty cool. I watched Dylan play it. He's a guy on a mission, and as he's walking down the street, there will be two Nazi guards, not with a swastika. They've changed the symbol.
Yeah, but you know what it is.
Yes, you know that they're Nazi guards. And they're like, they're trying to be mean to you and scare you. So you're out to, that's the enemy, basically. But this is how, I forgot the concept of the game, but this is how if the war had ended the other way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what this game is about. Oh. So there's like a fascination with.
That's what it is. It's a fascination. Same with the Confederate flag,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes.
Young boys
yeah.
don't.
They don't know what it stands for. They think it looks cool.
Cool. They
honestly.
Think it looked right, absolutely, on their, you know, pickup truck
right.
or whatever. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Too bad what it stands for because,
yeah.
boy, does that look cool. And that's what I'm thinking Harry might have done. I don't think he was trying to.
But he was old enough at that point to know.
He
was in his late teens.
You know what? One time my son bought a pair of Confederate shorts in Alabama.
Yeah.
And he came home, and I totally shamed him, and he never wore them
oh.
again. Not even shorts. I think they may have been
But he wasn't,
underwear.
See,
but he didn't, but
they're more innocent than us. They weren't thinking political.
Right.
They're
that's
thinking
exactly
like that's
it.
History.
That's exactly it. He didn't, until I shamed him, he was
right.
like, oh, and then that was the end of that. But I mean, he just thought they looked cool.
Oh,
and
yeah.
everyone was wearing it in Alabama.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
Did you guys have boys in your school? Girls are smarter than this. Girls would never do this, but there were always kids in our grade school that would draw the swastika, not because they were a supporter of Nazism, but because it was a hard symbol, because of the turns of the lines, they wanted to see if they could do it. And a lot of times I'd see this, and I'm half Jewish, so it was very offensive
yeah.
to me, and I'd go, I don't get this. And they go, no, it's hard to draw this.
I can't say I never drew a swastika because I'm sure I did.
But for that, you drew it for that reason, right? Because the hook line, cross line, hook line, and then the other one.
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
I mean,
saying it's not right.
But, no, but I mean, we were discussing it, and I'm a doodler, so you know, if we were talking about it, and you see it in a book,
I guess so. Then you would see.
Yeah,
if
but
you
I didn't
also...
like hang it up on my wall when I got home.
Right.
And I probably scribbled it out. I probably
didn't even. But if somebody said
even.
To you, back to the Prince Harry thing for a second, if somebody said to you, "Hey, there's a costume party. Some of us are going as Nazis. You want to do that? What would you say to that?"
Well, me, I'd say no.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
What about his royal wussiness? What if you were him?
He was sick of being called a wussy, so he wanted to do something.
Right. I guess. I just think it's so outrageous that her half-brother and her half-sister, who honestly...
They don't even
they
know
have
her.
They have fallen into fame because their half-sister has achieved this.
But she's not big enough fame, Bill.
And really, it's about the world's listening to them. No one would care what they said,
you're right.
But now
they
it's
have
a platform.
Voice.
Yeah.
Do you think
while we were talking,
Judy just
it's a man running,
that's,
bending down and running.
I'm like, I don't even really know what a swastika looks like. Sorry.
Auction that off for charity, Jude. When the show's over, that'll be great. Do you think at some point Meghan Markle had to say to Harry, either in private or with royal people around,
"I'm sorry about my
you
family.
And I are getting pretty serious. There's some things you have to know. There's some people in my family, kind of a half-brother and a half-sister and a dad, who may say or do some things that are a little bit embarrassing." Was that ever a conversation, do you think,
yes.
at the Royal Palace? It'd have to
absolutely.
Be, right?
Absolutely. And if she didn't bring it up, they did.
Right. Right.
Now I have
probably
to scratch off all my Nazi
secretary.
Symbols that I've made, because
oh,
they
no.
aren't hard to make. I don't want somebody to find my sheet of paper.
There was a kid in St. Damon's School. Anytime you saw him, he'd be hunched over his desk, tongue hanging out of his mouth, and he'd be sketching something, and then you'd look over and it was Nazi symbols, and you go, "What's wrong with you? It's just, it's hard to draw this." Well, then stop trying to draw it.
Yeah.
It's not worth the effort. Even if you get the most perfect one, you still lose. Stop trying to draw it.
Kids are stupid though, Bill.
I know.
I mean, and I don't mean that, and I guess it sounds super offensive, and I don't mean it to be, but you know, kids don't see things. Teenagers are different, but they're just, I don't know. I feel like they're more innocent than us, but maybe they're not. Maybe they know more than we did back then because we didn't have the internet.
All right. Let's say a kid, not one of your kids, but a friend of one of your kids, is constantly drawing the Twin Towers with airplanes crashing into them. Wouldn't at some point you go, "I got to have a talk with this kid's mom or dad because this isn't right. This kid keeps drawing the Twin Towers and airplanes crashing into them."
Yeah, but I think that's way different than drawing a swastika.
Is it? How come?
Yeah,
why
I just
is
think
it different?
It's not as fashionable.
This is the last bonus hour. They're never going to let. There's not.
Come on.
They're not going to do any more bonus hours.
I'm talking like a kid. And Bill, at that, how old is this kid that's drawing this?
In grade school, seventh grade.
I might say something to the parents in a way saying, "I'm not judging you. You know what? My kids have ADHD. We see a therapist sometime. You may need to talk to him about things. Maybe he needs to talk to someone because maybe he's upset about what happened at 9/11.
Yeah.
That's how I would approach it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't judge them because, honestly, you can be the best person in the world and your kids can turn out great someday, but there are moments that kids go through that you're like, "What were you thinking?"
Right.
I know your kids never did that because you lived the perfect life. You have
my
no
kids
issues.
Have been really good.
I would like to get Terry on and interview her about that.
I think she'd be even more flowery about them than I am. They always said to me, no matter what age the girls were, if they were six, they go, "Wait till they get the horrible sevens. Wait till they get seven." Whatever happened, they would just kind of get
through either
it.
Bill is telling the truth or he's lying, as you know, many parents do. They're like, "Oh," and they like totally forget everything their kid has ever done. Don't you love those?
My kids wish I would lie because I am too honest about some things.
But I appreciate that because there's nothing worse than a parent who just disses everyone else's kids and never their own, and you're like, "I was there when your son stabbed your husband."
Wow.
Something to look forward to.
Judy, you're
and
the
then
winner.
They'll be like, "No, wasn't it your son?"
You win. There was one night that I got called. So Kylie would have been either a freshman or a sophomore in high school. So I get a call from her saying, "I need you to pick me up at one of her friend's houses." She goes, "And just so you know, the police are here and there's some trouble." And I go, "Like what?" And she goes, "I'll explain when you get there." And when I got there, keep in mind, everybody at this party is either a freshman or a sophomore in high school. And this is unusual for a high school party. there was quite a bit of alcohol there, and there was some light drugs there. And she and I had a long talk on the way back. And then from then on, I'm sure she was at other parties.
From then on, she didn't call you.
She never called. She lost my number.
Did you wash over the part? Did she get a ticket or arrested? Or did you just
She did not get arrested, but there were some kids at the party. Oh, yeah. The parents were called, and there were some kids at the party who spent the night in jail. There were.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
In high school?
Well, maybe their parents let them spend that. I love those parents. How about a night in jail and see how that feels?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Can I tell you the parent that really made the biggest mistake? There's a guy that I don't know real well, but I've met him at other functions and stuff, and he is an attorney, and he was explaining to the police how this is unjustified, and he was being really loud and obnoxious, and I kept saying, look, I'm not trained in law, but sit back on this one. They'll figure it out. You're
making it worse.
Making it way worse. Way, way worse. But the talk on the way home was a real, I mean, I was in a weird place because it was that talk that I always knew would come at some point. But I said to her, I go, I'm going to let you do most of the talking. Just tell me what happened. And she explained everything. She goes, we knew there was drinking at the party. We didn't know there was drugs, you know, and I believe her, you know, because she's not really a drug user. She's a drinker.
But she's not a liar.
She's not a liar. But I said, would you feel better not being at a party like this? And she said, oh, yeah, I'd feel a lot better. I don't want the police coming into places I am. It was very scary for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I never got another call like that afterwards. Terry, my wife, all the time. But
I bet Terry, you know, and plus, those are your little girls. Yeah. They love their dad.
Yeah.
Moms and girls fight. I mean, I was a terrible teen to my mom when I think back now of when my kids are snipping at me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, that's payback.
Is it reminiscent?
A little bit.
It is.
Because they're snippy, and it's like, I'll say to Jim, how can they be so snippy to me? And he's like, you're asking that question? Because
right.
I'm still kind of snippy.
I've never seen that.
It's hard being a parent.
Have you ever seen that from Wendy? I have never seen that.
Not today,
no.
So far.
There's a call that I think we should take, because this is something I'm already aware of, but I don't know if a lot of people are.
Let's see if the phones work. John, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Fine, John. What did you want to add to all this?
Well, I wanted to get back to the Nazi, swastika symbol.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, my wife, she's a Buddhist. So you go to a Buddhist temple, that symbol is everywhere.
Do you know why, John? Because I can tell you why if you don't already know.
Well, why do you think it is?
Well, it was, prior to the Nazis taking it over, it was a symbol of prosperity and good luck. That's what it originally stood for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they kind of corrupted that a little bit.
Let me comment on the Nazi uniform and Harry wearing it to a party.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny in Hogan's Heroes, right?
This is as truthful as I will ever be. I never found that amusing because I thought that is the weirdest premise for a sitcom ever.
I was young. How old were we when that? Hang on one second, John. How old were we when that came out?
It was a mainstream kind of thing. And
it was early 60s, mid-60s.
Because there wasn't... I laughed at it. I didn't. To me, I wasn't realizing
you
what
didn't
it was.
Understand
no,
it. That's
John,
the whole
they never
point.
Called them Nazis, though. I mean, I'm not saying that makes it better or worse, but the word Nazi was never used in Hogan's Heroes. It was German soldiers.
I feel like it was more derogatory, like Kraut or something. Wasn't
oh, did
it?
They say that? I never heard that.
Well, wow. I feel like that. Yeah.
But what were you going to say, John?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
And then Mel Brooks, you know, a Jewish guy, made Blazing Saddles that. Had Nazis in there in a funny way.
No, the producers did.
Yeah.
Springtime
for
Hitler.
No, but if you remember when they were in line recruiting people.
Oh,
yes, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Right, you're right. But the producers really played it up with Springtime for Hitler.
And you think that's
yes,
funny,
did,
don't
yeah.
you?
I think that's hysterical.
But why is that funny, but Hogan's Heroes wasn't?
I
because you like Mel Brooks.
Because I like Mel Brooks
I mean,
more
really,
than
that's
Klemperer.
It.
I got to tell you something. I one time wanted to wear the most offensive costume to a Halloween party that I could think of. And
yeah.
I thought, okay, I'll come up with a Nazi uniform. And not because I'm a closeted Nazi, but because it's so shocking.
Yeah.
I couldn't find one, so I dressed as a spaceman. But
no, a very offensive spaceman.
Was he German? A German spaceman?
Or a lot.
Or Russian?
A cosmonazi.
All right, John, we got to run, but thank you for...
Okay, great. That was good, Bill.
Take care. Use it for a promo, though. We want people to listen.
No, that is not a promo. Thank you, John. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. But I'm, you know, I feel you make me feel guilty for laughing at Hogan's Heroes. I mean, again, not much on TV. We had one TV in the family. We sat around, we laughed because it was funny. Schultz was kind of funny. I didn't know. I didn't make the connection.
Absolutely dumb. Until I was like 20.
But when you,
you know what I mean? Like, of anything cultural, worldly, I just, which, on the one hand, when you think about it, is good because I didn't, racism.
You have to learn it.
Yes. So I was like just oblivious.
Me too. Right.
And then when you learn it, which then became very sad, but yeah, so I have to give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
But at some point when you understand, then that's, you know.
But with Prince Harry, doesn't he have people there at the palace who, like, anytime he leaves the palace, they look him over and they go, yeah, you can wear that. Go
and
ahead.
And he's sick of that, so he wanted to do something to get people talking.
Yeah, he was a renegade. He didn't get approval. He did everything he could not to.
Yeah, I guess so.
He probably...
See, I shaved half my head. One time it was half pink. That was my rebellious stage, not wearing a Nazi thing. You know, honestly, kids just try to, like, shock value, you know?
Absolutely.
And just to bring this to a quick ending... I do have to say that the work he's done, like when he did that thing with the Nazi uniform, this guy is going to be in for a world of trouble for the rest of his life. No, I was so wrong. He's done good deeds almost every day.
Good deed, sir.
Good deed to you, sir. All right, let's take a quick break. Jude, thanks for hanging out. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.
I am so happy the bonus hour is back.
Not just the bonus hour, Wendy. Look at the clock. You and I have accrued 3 minutes of overtime.
Going on 4 minutes if we stretch it 20 more seconds.
I wonder if you and I could stretch it another 20 seconds just to make more money.
Let's ponder that for ten seconds. There's so many ways
to do it, but is it worth it?
Yes, it is.
Just for an extra minute of overtime. I guess three more seconds. It's worth it.
All right, we did it.
We did.
4 minutes overtime. Yep. Bing, bang, boom.
Right. We're rich. All right. I put in a day. I got to take a couple days off now. It's too much. It's just too much.
We are vacationing willy-nilly.
Yep.
Or just taking days off. I took days off and didn't go anywhere.
That's the way to do it.
I did gardening. Yep. I did fun stuff. Played with the puppy.
That's probably what I'll do on my vacation too, Wendy. Which one's Judy? Which one's Wendy? I can't tell the difference between you guys.
All right, but we'll be both back together again on Friday, and then I'm off next week.
Yeah,
and then I think we're back
until Christmas.
I don't know.
Right
about
around
that.
Christmas. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We're thrilled to be back with the bonus hour, and we're glad that you're listening. And tune in tomorrow for another exciting adventure. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.